berlinium, and so on for all the structural parts.
But you've got to have silicon steel cores for your electrical equipment.
I was coming to that. Have you? I was reading in the transactions the other day that force fields had been used in big units and were more efficient. Some of the smaller units, instruments and so on, might have to have some iron, but wouldn't it be possible to so saturate those small pieces with a dense field of detector frequencies that they wouldn't react?
I don't know. Never thought of it, would it?
I don't know either. I'm not telling you, I'm just making suggestions. I do know one thing, though. We've got to keep ahead of them. Think of things first and oftenest, and be ready to abandon them for something else as soon as we've used them once.
Except for those primary projectors, Haynes grinned wryly. They can't be abandoned. Even with Medonian power, we haven't been able to develop a screen that will stop them. We've got to keep them secret from Boscone, and in that connection I want to compliment you on the suggestion of having Vigilantian lensmen as mind readers whenever their projectors are even being thought of.
You caught spies then? How many?
Not many. 3 or 4 in each base, but enough to have done the damage. Now I believe for the first time in history we can be sure of our entire personnel.
I think so. Mentor says the lens is enough if we use it properly. That's up to us.
But how about visuals?
Haynes was still worrying, and to good purpose. Well, we have a black coating now that's 99% absorptive, and I don't need ports or windows. At that, though, 1% reflection would be enough to give me away at a critical time. How would it be to put a couple of the boys on that job, have them put a decimal point after the 99, and see how many 9s they can tack on behind it?
That's a thought, Kinnison. They'll have lots of time to work on it while the engineers are trying to fill your specifications as to a speedster. But you're right, dead right. We, or rather you, have got to outthink them, and it certainly is up to us to do everything we can to build the apparatus to put your thoughts into practice. And it isn't at some vague time in the future that Boscone is going to start doing something about you and what you've done. It's right now, or even more probably a week or so ago. But you haven't said a word yet about the really big job you have in mind.
I've been putting that off until the last, the Grey Lensman's voice held obscure puzzlement. The fact is, I simply can't get a tooth into it. Can't get a grip on it anywhere. I don't know enough about math or physics. Everything comes out negative for me, not only inertia, but also force, velocity, and even mass itself. Final results always contain an I, too, the square root of -1. I can't get rid of it, and I don't see how it can be built into any kind of apparatus. It may not be workable at all, but before I give up the idea, I'd like to call a conference if it's QX with you in the council.